Hi, this is Steve Spillman. Welcome to the How to Write a Book in 30 Days coaching course. Is this the year that you'll become a published author? That's what I want for you. Let's begin at the beginning of the writer's process and take you through to a finished book with your name on it. Here's what to expect in the course. This course consists of 14 modules with text, audio, and video resources. We'll have some questions at the end of each module and even a little bit of homework for you. You'll receive a short coaching email from me each day during the 30-day course. I know it sounds like a lot, but remember that these resources are here for you forever. Take your time, take this at your own speed, and they're here to review whenever you like. Now, let me get into some detail on the 30 days. 30 days? Can this really be done in 30 days? The premise behind How to Write a Book in 30 Days assumes a few things. Number one, that this can be accomplished in 38-hour days or 240 hours. It may not be possible for you to commit 30 sequential 8-hour days in one chunk to this project, but you may be able to commit one 8-hour day per week for 30 weeks. You may be able to commit 2 hours per day for 120 days. However your schedule permits, know that this can be accomplished. I was a busy company executive officer when I wrote my first two books. All I had was very early morning hours and weekends. I was finished with each book in about 3 months, or 20 hours per week, times 12 weeks, which is 240 hours. Assumption number two is that you must write every day. Regardless of your schedule, you must develop the habit of writing daily. Writing, like any other habit, becomes easier the longer we stick to it. Even though I worked on my first book on the weekends, I wrote every day. If you don't, quote, have time, unquote, to write every day, make the time. Writing this book could be one of the most important things you'll ever do. It deserves time in your schedule. Most authors who live in the real world, which is all of us, find their daily writing time when no one else is awake, either early in the morning or late at night, usually depending on the writer's natural rhythm. If you can, give yourself at least 2 hours uninterrupted to write. I wrote the first draft of this introduction, which is 1,069 words, in 1 hour and 12 minutes, so you can get a lot of words in your daily writing practice. The third assumption is that your book will be about 30,000 words. It may be a little more or a little less, but your target is 30,000 words when you're finished. Unless you're a very prolific writer, you're not going to produce a 60,000-word book in 30 days. 1,000 words a day is the target for many successful writers, including W. Somerset Maugham, Sarah Waters, J.G. Ballard, and Holly Black. Ernest Hemingway only wrote about 500 words a day, but he spent a lot of time fishing and drinking. Michael Crichton, who wrote Jurassic Park, averages 10,000 words a day, but that's just bragging. The fourth assumption is that you must know your subject matter. If you're going to write a book in 30 days, you've got to already know what you're talking about. My second book was about the story of discovering oil in Israel. My father wrote the book that started the story 30 years earlier. I knew the beginnings of the story since I was a teenager. I flew to Texas several times to interview the founder and management of the oil company doing the exploration, and I flew to Israel to attend the spudding or the drilling of the first well. Then I sat down to write the book. Be sure that you're well-versed and experienced in your subject matter before you begin writing. Here's what you will learn in this course. You'll learn the habit of writing and the science of forming an idea into a book that'll take your reader on a journey from beginning to end. You'll learn to think critically and linearly about creating a path, like flagstones through a garden, from the beginning of your story to its logical conclusion. You'll discover that a book is complete in itself, leaving the reader satisfied and looking forward to what comes next. This course will teach you how to become a better writer. Being a better writer doesn't mean using bigger or more complex words and more of them. It means communicating your idea clearly and elegantly and with economy. Samuel Clemens, also known as Mark Twain, once complained that he wished to write a short message, but he didn't have the time to do it. Elegant writing is simple writing. It communicates your message clearly and completely in a way that captivates the reader. This course will also teach you about your reader. You are always writing to an individual, never to an audience, and heaven forbid, never to, quote, everyone. Your words speak to a single person. It's an intimate conversation. The magic of a book is that you can have this one-on-one conversation with 1,000 or even 1,000,000 readers at a time. You'll also learn that your book is not a product to be sold. It's a package that delivers your message. Your message is the real product. In this course, you'll learn how to build your book around the value you'll be giving to the readers. The people who will buy your books aren't investing in a book. They're investing in your promise that this book will educate, entertain, answer questions, or fulfill a need. The How to Write a Book in 30 Days course will teach you how to assemble potential readers and enlist allies who are willing to help you share your message with the world. One often asked question is, when can I begin marketing my book? The best answer is yesterday. The second best answer is today. It takes a lot of time and effort to make the world aware that your book exists. Sharing your ideas as you develop them not only begins to create your potential audience, it helps you craft your message to that audience as you build it. So why should you listen to me? I'm a writer and a publisher. I've written 5 books and our company has published more than 300 titles. We've sold more than 1,000,000 copies of our books. The only people you should trust for advice about writing a book are writers who published books or publishers who publish them. If you get both, that's a bonus. Most books are written by writers. That makes sense. They, we hope, have the experience of writing a book or maybe even several books. That makes sense too. I'm a writer, but I'm also a publisher. As I said, we've published more than 300 titles and sold more than 1,000,000 copies. There are authors out there who have sold more than 1,000,000 copies of their books. I don't know if there are any that have published more than 300 titles. Even if there were, those titles created by the same authors would most likely be similar in style, idea, and theme or genre. Every book that promises to teach its reader how to write books probably has advice worth learning. But that advice is coming from a writer's perspective. It's so helpful to also have the publisher's perspective. Now, on to module number 1, develop the writing habit.